Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again for some more USDA crop reports, production estimates, and some ending stock numbers. With us is Tom Leffler of Leffler's Commodities. How did the numbers come out, Tom?
Now, that report this morning, pretty much friendly across the board. Some surprises in it, too. We saw that corn, soybean, and wheat ending stocks for the new crop year all came in below the trade estimates and below what the USDA had back in June. We also saw the wheat production come in lower than what we saw back in June on all wheat and winter wheat both. We also saw, this is a big surprise, the corn yield was put at 146 bushels per acre. No one felt the USDA would come in underneath 150, and they put the soybeans at 40.5 bushels per acre. Both the corn and soybean yields are both below the low end of the trade estimates. So that was quite a surprise to the trade to see that take place. Also, I don't have the number on Oklahoma at the moment, but the Kansas wheat production was raised from 387 million bushels up to 369 million bushels. Now, our grains are acting accordingly, and they're acting very, very well this morning, despite some people so worried about releasing reports during trading hours. Things have been fairly orderly.